From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Barlow's Foods won the grand prize at the 2023 Flavor of Georgia Food Contest for its product, Barlow's Peach Cobbler Syrup. Georgia Farm Bureau reports Barlow's Foods is an Atlanta-based, woman-owned packaged foods company that creates pancake mixes and assorted breakfast staples. Founder Tiffany Neal named the company after her grandfather, Barlow Harris, and says his passion for agriculture, combined with her vision for food made with whole ingredients, led to the launch of Barlow's Foods. The USDA is investing $40 million this year for 31 projects through the Conservation Innovation Grants. One grant includes the Innovation Technologies to Reduce Beef Industry Greenhouse Gas Emissions project led by Colorado State University. The investments emphasize adoption and implementation of climate smart practices, including nutrient management, which helps producers manage nutrients, and soil amendments to maximize their economic benefit while minimizing their environmental impact. The lack of a West Coast labor contract between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association could be dangerous, according to the Agricultural Transportation Coalition. Shippers are moving cargo from the West Coast to East Coast ports, and Coalition Executive Director Peter Friedman says that could be a permanent move. U.S. agriculture's largest international markets are in the Asia-Pacific, and the most direct route is through West Coast ports.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.